Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. कुंज बिहारी राधा कुंज बिहारी राधे जया गौरनिताय 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 जया प्रभुपादाय 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 भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Welcome to the second session of our Krishna Katha. Like always, I want to announce that we have a parallel program for children. So the parents who have children who are restless, you can go with your dushos, your little souls, to the alternative programs.
Ja bih kao i uvijek želila da napomenem roditeljima da u isto vrijeme imamo paralelno se odvija program za djecu, tako da ako su vam djeca nemirna, onda možete da odvedete svoju slatku djecu na taj program.
Yes, yes. Slatko djeca. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains about one of his many forms, a form which all of us have seen him in many times.
U Bhagavad Giti, gospodin Krishna daje objašnjenje o jednom od svojih oblika u kome smo ga svi mi već puno puta videli.
Mrityu sarvaharaschaham udbhavascha bhavishyatam Kirti Shriya Vakcha Narinam Smriti Meda Driti Kshama. In the form of death, I come and take everything away.
U formi smrti, ja dolazim i uzimam sve.
Also the voice. When Lord Krishna entered the town of Mathura, he first took away the clothes of Kamsa. Then he took away the sandalwood paste, which was meant to decorate his body in a kingly fashion. In this way, Krishna had come to introduce his true intention to the people of Mathura and to Kamsa. I have come to take not only the cloth and the sandalwood, but the very life away from this demon Kamsa. For a normal sadhaka, Krishna doesn't come as death and takes things away. Krishna comes as his holy name and takes lust and different anattas away from the heart. I want to show you this in the life of Kubja. You remember yesterday we heard how Kubja had once been a hunchbacked, deformed lady, but upon meeting Krishna and serving him, she was given a body which great physical body beauty, a heart full of generosity, and a desire to do welfare to all living entities.
Da je Kubja nakon što je srela Krišnu i nakon što je dobila priliku da ga služi, zamenila svoje staro i ružno telo i dobila je prelepu fizičku lepotu, također je dobila predivno srce i dobila je želju da čini dobrobit drugim živim bićima.
Now she was standing before beautiful Krishna and taking in the waves of his beauty.
A sada je stojala ispred prelepu Krišne i uzimala je talase njegove prelepu.
But since she was not yet completely pure, she developed lusty desires towards him, like a woman would develop towards a beautiful man. Before everyone's eyes, she took away the chadar which covered Krishna's beautiful chest.
Ispred svačijih očiju ona je uzela čadar Krišne i povukla ga i otkrila njegovo telo.
Imagine a woman here at the summer camp would approach a brahmachari who is just dressed appropriately with a chadar, and then she would take away the chadar and his bare chest would be visible to everyone. This would be quite something.
I samo zamislite kada biste vidjeli tu scenu ovdje na kampu, kada biste vidjeli ženu kako prilazi jednom brahmačaru koji je fino obučen, koji je prikriven svojim čadrom, i ona skida taj čadar i otkriva njegovo golo telo.
Malo je teško. This is what Kubja did before the eyes of every one, and she pleaded with a beautiful voice, "O hero, please come to my house and satisfy all my desires."
Ali ovo je bilo upravo ono što je Kubja učinila pred svim stanovnicima Mature, i onda je zamolila Krišnu prelepim glasom, "O junače, molite dođi u moju kuću i zadovolji moje želje."
Everyone knew what that meant. Krishna looked at his older brother and he laughed. Then he looked at his friends and he laughed more. And then he said something amazing. He said, "I will certainly visit your home, which is suitable to to relieve all men from their anxieties.
Onda je Krišna rekao, ja ću svakako posjetiti tvoj dom koji je takav da može ispuniti sve želje muškaraca.
Balaram went like shh, and felt great relief because in his ears this meant, we are foreigners in this city of Mathura, we don't know anyone, so now we have a home where we can sleep and eat.
I onda je Balaram udahnuo, pošto on pomislio, u redu, mi smo stranci u ovom gradu i ne znamo nikoga, a sada imamo mjesto na koje možemo otići, tamo spavati i dobiti hranu.
But for Kupja it meant, he will come and he will lay next to me in the same bed.
Ali za Kupja to je značilo nešto drugo. On je razumela, da, Krišna će doći i leći će pred mene u isti krevet.
This is Krishna. He can talk in such a way that everyone gets the meaning they need.
Tako je Krišna. On govori na takav način da sve osobe dobiju ono značenje koje upravo žele.
And another important point is, although Krishna understood that Kupja had a sensual and in this way self-centered desire, he did not reject her.
To je još jedna bitna poenta. Krishna je shvatio da Kupja ima tu čulnu i na taj način egocentričnu želju i zato je nije odbio.
Since that day, Kupja spent day and night preparing her house for Krishna's visit.
Tog dana nadalje, Kupja je provodila dane i noći pripremajući svoju kuću za Krišnjinu posjetu.
And one day she heard the sign or signal at the door. Krishna was there accompanied by Uddhava.
I onda je jedan dan začula znak pred vratima. Krishna se nalazi tamo zajedno sa Uddhavom.
Why did he take Uddhava with him?
Zašto je Krishna poveo baš Uddhavu sa sobom?
One meaning of the word Uddhava is fire.
Jedno značenje reči Uddhava je vatra.
He wanted the fire to be a witness to his visit to Kupja, because then it was within the rules and regulations of Vedic life.
Krishna želeo da vatra bude svedok njegove posete Kupji, zato što se onda sve to nalazilo u okviru vedskih propisa.
To accept a woman before the sacrificial fire is a legal marriage.
Da prihvatite ženu pred žrtvenom vatrom predstavlja zakoniti brak.
When Krishna entered the house of Kupja, I want you to really see this in your mind's eye. It was a palace of sense gratification.
Kada Krishna ušao u Kupjinu kuću, molim vas zamislite to u svom umu, to je stvarno postala palata zadovoljavanja čula.
There were drinks meant to inspire sexual desire, maybe something like Red Bull.
To se nalazila pića koja su bila namijenjena tome da probude seksualnu želju, možda nešto poput Red Bulla.
Rows of strung pearls and banners and canopies and fine beds and everywhere beautiful sitting places.
I tu se nalazilo cveće i nanizani biseri i lepi kreveti i sve je bilo tamo što je bilo neophodno za zadovoljavanje čula.
We must remember here that Kupja wanted really to enjoy the beautiful body of Krishna.
Ovdje se moramo podsjetiti toga da Kupja zaista željela da uživa u prelepom Krišnjinom telu.
She didn't have that same mood which the gopis of Vrindavan have, who just wish to give pleasure to Krishna in all possible ways by also offering their bodies to him.
I ona nije imala želju poput gopija koji su jednostavno željeli da ponude Krišni sve ono što on želi od njih, uključujući i njihovo telo.
Krishna now, without speaking so many words, went with her in her bedroom.
I Krishna je sada, bez toga da govori mnogo reči, otišao zajedno sa Kupjom u njenu spavaću sobu.
He who is the original god of love sat down on her bed and pulled Kupja towards her.
I sada on, koji je izvorni Bog ljubavi, sam u krevet i privukao je kuću k sebi.
Now the Bhagavatam says that at that moment something happened to Kupcha, which is very significant for us as Sarakas.
I iz Bhagavatama saznajemo da se upravo u ovom trenutku nešto desilo Kupci, što je jako značajno za nas kao Sarake.
Kupcha was ablaze with lusty emotions.
Kupcha je gorela u tim požurnim osjećanjima.
Her breasts, her chest, and her eyes, and especially her heart, was burning with desire.
Njene grudi, njeno lice, čelo, specijalno njeno srce je gorelo od želje.
But by smelling the fragrance which came from Krishna's beautiful lotus feet, immediately that fire was extinguished and she was free.
Ali kada je Kupcha osjetila prelepi miris koji dolazi sa predivnih Krišnjenih lotusovih stopala, u tom trenu sve to nestalo.
I think this is very, very significant for us. Kupcha just looked at Krishna without lust, and she saw the tremendous beauty emanating from the Lord.
Ja mislim da ovo je jako značajno za nas. Kupcha je pogledala u Krišnu i onda je videla tu izvanrednu lepotu koja je emanirala iz Krišne.
And her heart became overwhelmed with the sweetest and most ecstatic love for Krishna.
I njeno srce je postalo preplavljeno najslađim i najekstatičnijim osjećanjima ljubavi prema Krišni.
My dear devotees, have you ever felt helplessly in the grip of lust?
Moji dragi bhakte, da li ste ikada bili bespomoćni u
Have you ever felt that feeling?
Da li ste ikada osjetili to osjećanje?
Where you just couldn't escape that karma?
Kada jednostavno ne možete pobeći od te požude.
You knew it was wrong.
Znate da je pogrešno.
But your heart was burning.
Ali vaše srce je gorelo.
You knew you shouldn't drink that alcohol.
Znate da ne bi trebalo da popijete taj alkohol.
You knew you shouldn't engage in an intimate relationship.
Znali ste da ne treba da se upustite u intimne odnose.
You knew you shouldn't eat that extra piece of pizza.
Znali ste da ne treba da pojedete taj poslednji komad pizze.
But almost a foreign power had taken victory over your heart.
Ali kao da vas je nešto izvan vas pobedilo.
When that happens, turn to Krishna.
I kada se to desi, obrenite se ka Krišni.
He won't reject you. He will accept you. And when you can also accept Krishna at that moment, the burning fire will go down and you will feel great relief. Because Krishna, this is because Krishna has an all-conquering beauty.
Što Krishna ima lepotu koja osvaja sve.
Every person feels attracted to beauty. Dostoyevsky even said, beauty will conquer the world.
A svaka osoba je privučena lepotu. Sam Dostoyevsky je izjavio da će lepota osvojiti svet.
Because we all have a forgotten relationship with the original beautiful person, Krishna, that's why we have saundarya vasanas. It means desires for beauty.
I to je upravo zbog toga što smo mi zaboravili svoj odnos sa izvornom osobom koja je lepa. I zato imamo tu želju za lepotu.
We always want to see something which is beautiful.
Mi uvijek želimo da vidimo nešto što je lepo.
Now in this world you will find beautiful forms.
I sada u ovom svetu naći ćete prelepe oblike.
But you will never find what is called beautiful prakriti, the nature.
Ali nikada nećete naći ono prelepo prakriti, prirodu.
Akriti is beautiful, But Prakriti is not.
Akriti je lepa, ali Prakriti nije.
Let me give you an example.
Sada ću vam dati objašnjenje.
A beautiful body, let us say, of Marilyn Monroe.
Na primjer, zamislite prelepo telo Marilyn Monroe.
The form is quite beautiful, but the nature is blood, bones, skin, and I don't want to go into further details.
Znači, njen oblik je prilično prelep, ali od čega sam sastoji, od kosti, od kože, od krvi, i ne želim da zalazim u dulje detalje.
Underneath the beauty of this world, there is always something else waiting.
I isto lepote u ovom svetu, uvijek se nalazi nešto drugo što čeka.
And also the beauty of this world is quickly fading.
A također lepota u ovom svetu brzo nestaje.
Therefore, when you think something in this world is beautiful, you really project in your mind a concept of beauty onto the thing which is not there.
I zato kada u ovom svetu smatrate da je nešto lepo, ono što se u stvari dešava jeste da projektujete u svom umu da je nešto lepo, a to u stvari nije lepo.
It's called you put colors there. This yesterday, I saw before my I was sitting there and talking to devotees. Then I saw an ugly toad.
Yes.
It's not a jabats. It's a special jabats, you know, with acne or you know.
Ja sam jučer sedela i dok sam pričala sa jednom osobom, onda sam u tom trenu videla ispred sebe krastavu žabu.
Ja, krastavu žabu, yes. So, I really felt repulsed. I thought, this is really the most ugly being I have ever seen.
Ja sam onda zaista bio zgađen i pomislila sam, Bože, ovo je najodvratnije stvorenje koga sam ikada vidio.
But then I saw a playboy, Krishna Jabba, or what is it called? Krastava Jabba, a playboy Krastava Jabba, just running or hopping behind that Marilyn Monroe Jabba's, yes.
Ali onda sam u tom trenu video našeg playboya krastavog žabca koji je skakao iza Marilyn Monroe krastavog žabca.
He had projected onto this creature something, you know, raga, it's called raga, a color.
I ono što je taj žabac napravio, on je projektovao na tu žabu svoju projekciju, to zovemo raga.
He now thought this is the most beautiful being in the world. My dear devotees, we all do this all the time. If you want genuine spiritual life, you have to practice vairaga. Take the Maya color away from the world which you have projected onto it.
I jednostavno odstranite tu maju boju koju ste vi projektovali na svetu u sebe.
Then the world looks pale.
A onda ovaj svet izgleda bled.
It looks like something you should detach yourself from.
On izgleda poput nečega od čega bi trebalo da se odvojite.
Krishna, however, is different.
A Krishna sa druge strane je drugačiji.
His beauty is there in the form, but also in the nature of the form. It's not your projection. It's coming from Krishna. It's called like Lavanya. Lavanya is like waves of beauty, and it captures and totally overwhelms you. It is said when Krishna walked through the town of Mathura, the town ladies of Mathura got on their roofs and looked from the roofs down and just fainted.
I čuli smo da kada je Krišna hodao ulicama Mature, onda su se žene Mature popale na krovove kuća i gledale su Krišna i oni svestile su se.
Their cloth, braids and bangles became disheveled.
I onda njihova odeća, njihova kosa, njihovi ukrasi su se svi poremetili.
Krishna had gotten them.
Krishna ih je.
When I was in Vrindavan last year, I visited one old saint at the banks of the Yamuna and asked him to sing a song for me. For many years he was the best singer of Vrindavan. But now he was old and waiting for his death on his bed. So he didn't want to sing at first, but my godbrothers know when I want something, I'm really turning into something else. I really want it. I'm terrible and I never stop before I get have it. So finally the old man was sitting on his bed and singing a song, but not for me, for Krishna. My translator translated. O Krishna, when you come into the village of Vrindavan, the beautiful gopis of Vrindavan throw flowers, flower petals above you. And on these flower petals they have written their letter of love. Where will you meet me? At the banks of the Yamuna. And Krishna sees all these flower petals coming. And he simultaneously answers all the questions. Sometimes it's a simple yes. Sometimes it's no under the Vamsivata tree. This is Krishna. He is capable of responding and reciprocating with all the devotees.
Krishna je sposoban da na odgovarajući način odgovori svim svojim bhaktama.
Draupadi, we just speak about Krishna and you are only 1 meter away from nectar. Will you walk this 1 meter or will you pass this 1 meter? You have to ask yourself the question. It's all right. So, when you see Krishna, 10 symptoms come. Attraction. Intense attachment of the mind and the heart. When you see Krishna, the third symptom is determination to reach Him. But careful, when you see Krishna, you also lose your sleep. You become disinterested in external things. Therefore Rupa Goswami said, be careful, don't look at Krishna if you are interested in the world. It is very dangerous, too dangerous for you. Yes. And there are 10 symptoms like this, and all the ladies of Mathura were overwhelmed at the same time with these 10 symptoms. As Krishna further walked down the road, the merchants came out of their shops and began to worship him, and Balaram, with everything they had. Many rushed forward and gave him garlands. Thousands of garlands, and Krishna accepted them all. Panwalas offered pan. Perfume wallers offered perfumes. And Krishna just smiled, and he asked them a question. Where is the bow of Shiva? So we will sing now a little bit, because now it will get very dramatic. Please, as you sing now, think of Krishna. Because it is said, when singing, you should think of the person whose name you sing. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You must know that once King Kamsa had received from Lord Shiva a bow which was as splendid as the bow of the Lord of the Universe, the bow of Indra.
Morate znati da Kamsa jednom dobio luk od gospodina Shiva koji je bio sjajan poput luka gospodina Univerzuma, gospodina Indra.
When Shiva had given the bow to Kamsa, he had said, as long as this bow is whole, you will live. But the moment it is broken, your life will leave your body.
I gospodin Shiva mu je rekao, dogod je ovaj luk čitav, ti će živati. Ali u onom trenu, kad ovaj luk bude polomljen, živo će napustiti tvoje telo.
So it is no wonder or surprise that Kamsa took care of this bow as if it would have been his very life force. Now we all know, as long as our heart will beat in this body, we will live. But when the heart is damaged, we will die. And therefore we protect our heart.
Da god naše srce kuca, mi smo živi i upravo iz tog razloga mi štitimo svoje srce.
He had engaged, Kamsa had engaged many guards around this bow, and he had paid demoniac priests who worshipped this bow with artik every day.
Kamsa je najmio puno čuvara koji su čuvali ovaj luk i također je platio demonske sveštenike koji bi onda radili arati svakog dana u luku.
When Shivaratri, or the birthday of Lord Shiva, came, Kamsa had arranged a huge festival because Shiva was his Ishta Devata and his protector. And it was on this day, Shivaratri, where he had arranged for the wrestling match where he wanted to murder Krishna and Balaram. The day before, many people had gone to Mathura so that they would be ready for the next day's festival. The town was full with people. Just like Novi Sad is now filling up with people who want to come to the exit festival, where about 100,000 people are expected. So Krishna was walking through the full town of Mathura, and he started to ask people, "Where's the bow of Shiva? Please show me the way." To some he explained, "Up till now I have been doing cow herding in Vrindavan. Maybe I should do now a little Kamakanda activities, so that I will get some first class blessings from Shiva." When he finally arrived in the arena, he saw really millions of people walking around this bow of Lord Shiva. This bow was, according to one description measurement, it was 3,500,000 kilos heavy. It was really heavy. Is that possible? There were armed guards all around. Brahmanas doing puja to the bow. Krishna went right to the bow and said, "Is this a famous bow? It looks so small." There was a rope around the bow. It was a bow from here to there. And Krishna just climbed over the bow. The guards became attentive. They shouted, "Don't go there, little boy, don't go there. This is the bow of Shiva." But Krishna said, "This is not such a big bow, it's such a small bow." And he smiled. But these demoniac guards became furious and ran to Krishna to hold him back. But Krishna simply took the huge bow with his left hand, smiling. He smiled because he remembered that he was once Rama and he broke another heavy bow. Remember, this bow is 350,000 times 1,000 kilograms. But my dear Lord, he took this like a plastic bow.
Ali on ga je uzeo, Krišna ga je uzeo kao da je to jedan plastični luk.
Don't be surprised.
Nemojte biti iznenađeni.
I asked you, is there anything which Krishna cannot lift?
Pitam vas, da li postoji išta što Krišna ne može podići?
He lifted our whole earth planet in the form of Varaha once.
On je jednodavno podigao naš čitav planet u obliku Varahe.
Kamsa had informed the gods. If you see an extraordinary boy today, it's my arch enemy Krishna. Kill him at once.
Ako danas vidite jednog izvanrednog dečaka, to je moj smrtni neprijatelj i odmah ga ubijte.
That's him, said the gods.
To je on, rekli su čuvari.
But they just couldn't do anything because Krishna's influence is so strong that if he doesn't want anyone to come near to him, no one can come near.
Ali oni nisu mogli ništa da učine, jer Krishna je utjecaj tako snažan, ako on želi da mu iko priđe, onda te osobe ništa ne mogu raditi.
And because he is in the habit of breaking bows, he just took the bow, pulled the string, and then kravam.
I onda je Krishna podigao luk, natrgao strunu i
he broke the bow just like an elephant will break some sugar cane.
On je polomio taj luk poput slona koji lako polomi šećernu trusku.
When Kamsa heard that sound, all his confidence was broken. He knew, now the boy, the angel of my death, has arrived in Mathura, and he will take my life away from me. Krishna immediately felt, oh my God, I have done something a little bit unconventional. This is a sacred bow. And like a little boy who thinks he has done something wrong, he just wanted to run out of the arena. But Kamsa sent a whole army to capture him. The guards took their swords. Krishna wanted to do the action the next day. But now he was forced. He took the half of the bow. And like we will take care of mosquitoes who attack us, he took care of the guards. Now the people of Mathura really had something to talk about. They knew our king will soon be dead. And as to confirm this, the sun began to set in the western horizon. As the last army people and police people and guard people were delivered from the prisons of their bodies, the sun went down in the horizon. You must know that every morning in the villages of India, the women go before their doors when the sun is rising.
You morate znati da u selima Indije svakoga jutra kada izlazi sunce, žene izlaze ispred svojih vrata.
And they take their saris like this.
I onda one ovako drži svoj sari.
And they pray to the rising sun, O Aditi Bhagavan, O Sun God, give health to our families.
I onda se one mole Bogu sunca, o Aditi Bhagavan, molite da izdravlju članovima naše porodice.
And they take the blessings of the sun and put it in the house. Now the sun was setting. The sun of Kamsa's life. I want to talk about Kamsa's night. From the point of view of analytical Jungian psychology, because he had some psychological dilemmas in the night. For today I want to end the katha on a very sweet note. Krishna was hungry. He had just killed the whole army. And he was thinking of Vrindavan and of his mother. Yes, many merchants had come and offered him pan and garlands and samosas, but he really didn't feel any appetite. Because he knew that when he left Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda had started to cook something for him, and he thought of that. Yashoda had put a big pot like this with milk, rice and sugar on a small wooden burner. And this was cooking on the bullock cart of Nanda Maharaj, which went from Vrindavan to Mathura. So when the sun was setting and the action of the day was done, Krishna returned to the camp where Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd boys stayed to wait for the next day of the wrestling match. And they said, Nanda Baba, where is our sweet rice from Ma? And the sweet rice had just boiled down and was very sweet. And happily Krishna and Balaram ate that sweet rice from Mother Yashoda. They preferred that over the heavy food of Mathura, the city food. Finally, they spread a blanket under the bullock cart. Krishna talked a little bit with his father Nanda. And then he, like the moon and with the star, Balaram, went to sleep under the bullock cart. Krishna and Balaram knew what Kamsa wanted to do next morning, that is to murder them.
Krishna znao što Kamsa želi da učini sljedeći dan, da želi da ih ubije.
Gyatva Kamsa Shikirshitam, says the Bhagavatam. They were fully aware of the plans of Kamsa, but they had absolutely no worry.
I Bhagavatam kaže da su Krishna i Balaram bili potpuno svjesni Kamsinih namjera, ali nisu imali ni najmanju brigu.
Nanda Maharaj, however, was worried.
Nanda Maharaj, sa druge strane, bio zabrinut.
He thought, Narayan has entered my little boy Krishna and given him strength to break the bull, the bow.
Nanda Maharaj je mislio, Narayan je ušao u telo mog malog dečaka i dao mu je potrebnu snagu da polomi ovaj luk.
But Kamsa, the demon, doesn't know that. He will think Krishna did it and feel offended.
Ali Kamsa to ne zna. On misli da je Krishna to napravio i onda se osjeća uvređen.
He will try to take revenge at Krishna.
I on će se pokušati osvetiti Krishna.
So the whole night, worried Nanda stood with a spear before Krishna and Balaram, who were sleeping very carelessly.
Carefully. Sa kopljem u ruci pored Krišne i Balarama koji su mirno spavali.
Nanda and his cowherd men were ready for Kamsa and his army.
Nanda je bio spreman za Kamsu i njegovu vojsku.
My dear devotees, this is Lord, this is the Lord, and this is love for the Lord.
Moje drago bace, to je naš gospodin, to je ljubav za njega.
Krishna can never be touched by anxiety.
Krishna nikada ne može biti dodirnut uznemirenošću.
The darkness of this world can never cover the sun.
Tama ovog sveta nikada ne može prekriti sunce.
In the same way, worries and anxieties can never cover Krishna. And he was sleeping carefully, knowing well that there were huge demon who could fight with 10,000 people at the same time, was preparing to kill him the next day.
I na isti način, briga i uznemirenost nikada ne mogu prekriti Krishnu, iako je on znao da se Kamsa sprema sa velikom vojskom da ga ubije narednom danu, on je mirno spavao.
Hare Krishna. Was ist die Uhrzeit? All right, we will end our katha with a very nice song. Tomorrow we will sing a song from Jiva Goswami's Gopal Champu, which describes all these scenes. Jayananda Yasoda Dula Girivara Hari Gopal Jayananda Yasoda Dula Varalhari Gopal 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 Gopal, 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 Jai Gopal. Oh! Jaya Nanda Yashoda Dula Nirivala Hari Gopal Jaya Ananda Yasoda Dura Nirivala Nani Gopal 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 Jayananda Yasoda Dula Nirivala Nani Gopal 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 Everybody, please go back, go back. One more time. Gopal, 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 Gopal. Go. Premanandi. Hari 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 Bol. Hare Krishna.